This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Run to your phone. Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice Morning Show. Caller 9 right now. 800-400-3697. Gets a pair of single day tickets to sold out Bottle Rock Napa Valley. You get to pick which day you want to go. Your next chance is in an hour. You don't even have to pick right now. Mm-hmm. Just get the tickets and then figure it out. We'll call you later. If you want to go to Bottle Rock, now's the time to call. 800-400-3697. Although we have chances all day long. We're doing it from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Bottle Rock Ticket Central here at the Alice.
This report is brought to you by the Kaiser Permanente San Francisco Half Marathon 10K and 5K. Use code RadioAlice2020 to save $5 on registration. Sign up at GetFitKPSF.com.
Woo!
Good job.
Hit a couple of texts real quick.
Yeah. Do your thing.
925, Miss Vinny sending healing thoughts for his daughter.
Yeah.
561, Sarah, since you like sci-fi shows in space, then you need to watch The Expanse on Amazon. It is so good. Is that good?
It's pretty good. It's all right.
I don't know. Right.
It's a little, it's good. It's a lot going on. Some of the acting's a little questionable, but yeah, it's good. It's good sci-fi. I watch it.
Marcus,
I like it.
Marcus is a beast. I saw him at the Punchline last night.
Oh, you're a beast. Yeah, I mean, honestly.
That fake news?
Guy who has. No, that's true.
I know, right?
That one's true. He has. Do you think he made that whole text up?
Yeah. I've never seen that text, Marcus.
What? What are you saying?
You a liar.
Beast mode.
Liar.
916, I've seen Eminem in concert, and he is amazing.
I bet.
Yeah, that's
he is pretty good live. 209, did Marcus just say Kamikaze was whack? Okay, I get the rest of the crew not getting hip hop, but that comment from Marcus just floored me. I did not mention anyone named Kamikaze. No clue what you're talking about.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
I have no idea.
Yeah, we don't.
Eminem does have a song called Kamikaze, I think.
Oh, I don't maybe know. This person heard what they wanted to hear.
Yeah.
How about that? Could that have happened? That never happens.
Halsey from the 804. Does Halsey sound like Harriet Wheeler from the Sundays?
No. Harriet Wheeler's voice is not as raspy and as Halsey just has that certain something.
It's a weird. She doesn't look like her voice.
Oh, you don't think so?
No. I hear her voice.
I guess now that I've seen her enough times, yeah. I've not really noticed that. I do remember being like, "Oh, that's what Halsey looks like."
Yeah.
A little doll.
Guess what, everybody?
What?
San Francisco 49ers are in the NFC Conference Championship game this weekend.
I could have guessed that.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
That's right. They are playing the Green Bay Packers Levi Stadium. It's a home game party, people.
Let's pack them.
3 o'clock. Be ready to root on San Francisco 49ers.
I'm ready to rock.
If they manage to beat the Pack, it'll be their 7th trip to the big game.
Oh, my God.
Pretty
Niners.
Good.
Yeah,
pretty
man.
Good.
Jimmy G.
Only a handful of teams have gone.
He's packing. Let's pack the Packers.
Where's Super Bowl? Miami?
I don't know. Where
is it Miami?
Yeah, Miami. Miami. Yes, it is Miami.
J-Lo's
right.
Performing.
And Shakira.
Right.
The Bay Area is going to be losing its mind over the weekend in
yes,
anticipation of this game.
It is. It's either going to be the happiest Monday ever or the saddest Monday
ever. They're going to be losing it. And on the other side, the AFC Championship game, it is between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Tennessee Titans.
Go Titans.
Go Titans.
Took my Pats out.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, the Pats got to take themselves out.
But yeah, the Pats, you know, they first half of the season, they had a lot of wins, but they just didn't look great. And Brady now is selling his house. He's moved to, I think we heard, Connecticut?
Yep, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah,
yep.
He's out, man. Yep. He's going to play for somebody else.
I don't blame
him. Don't do it. You got all the money you need and your body's intact. Don't do it.
What, play another year?
Play another year.
Yes. I think he should play another year.
Oh, you're crazy.
I mean, why not?
Because he's getting, you know what's going to happen? He's going to get...
His bell rung.
He's going to get something.
I agree with you, but I also think the guys, this is what he knows. This is what he does.
And got a supermodel wife and kids. Come on, man. Go to, at, you know what you do?
Go enjoy that money.
At 40. Yeah.
Our broadcast.
At barely 40, he's going to be retiring, and he'll never be able to do the one thing he loves the most in the world ever again. It's not the same.
It's not the same. It's not the same. But you know what? He's not the same.
And he won't want to coach. Great quarterbacks.
Drive
never
your convertible multi-million-dollar car off a cliff. That's the only choice. There's nothing, no other joy can be found in life if you can't play football. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, I bet you he feels that way.
I bet he does, which is the wrong way to feel. Someone needs to have a talk with that boy.
So in San Francisco, we've got a restaurant that is trying to change the game a little bit.
How so? Mm-hmm.
You know, most of us, we go to the restaurant, particularly if it's one of these really expensive places, we go there for that experience. We want to eat our food and take our time and make an evening, an event of it.
Not, you don't want to be rushed through it.
Yeah, and that's what happens when you go to a nice restaurant. Sometimes you want to stretch out and dinner takes a long time, but you get the experience that's worth the money. One restaurant is done with you doing that.
Yeah. They want to turn that table.
That's
twice.
Right. The Laurel Court Restaurant and Bar at the Fairmont Hotel in San Francisco is testing out a new policy. Keep your meal to 90 minutes. And if you go over, you have to pay $30 per seat to stay.
Oh.
They clearly want to turn the tables over quickly and make more money, but this is a place that charges $16 for a starter salad. So people are going to want to take their time eating.
Is Laurel Court where we sometimes we'll have like our pre-Winterland dinner?
I think it
that
is,
big
but
restaurant
I'm not
right
sure.
There
they,
in the middle?
Don't they have a couple restaurants there?
Yeah. I think Laurel Court's the one.
Is it only specifically, I read it was for breakfast.
Oh,
Marcus.
Like people come in and just hang.
Does it say meal or dinner? What is it? What is the terminology?
They are saying period.
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 So if you stay in that chair longer than 90 minutes, you owe money.
That's not cool.
Period.
It's not cool.
Manager of the restaurant says, otherwise, people will linger and they tie up the tables, turning the restaurant into a big meeting room, and the servers and our other customers suffer. It's all about supply and demand.
You know, it is a if it's the place I'm thinking of, it's a beautiful room. Mm-hmm. It's comfortable. They got the piano going at night.
Beautiful in there.
And I think that that's probably true. I've had huge meetings of people in there, and you wind up just, it becomes sort of like the place where you're partying.
Right.
And I get where they're coming from, too, because unfortunately, it's expensive to run a restaurant in San Francisco. And if you've just got a handful of people sitting in there occupying the place for multiple hours at a time, you are not making any money.
The other thing I was thinking is that the Fairmont, a hotel, people are travelers, vacationers, but people spend time on their laptops, their phone, doing their work.
Yes.
I know. I can.
So a single person holding a table could be part of the problem here.
Mm.
Interesting. It's a great, it's a beautiful space.
Yeah,
it's a gorgeous restaurant.
100 years since Prohibition, you guys. Here are 10 of the strangest drinking laws still on the books.
Uh-oh.
100 years later.
A lot of them are on the East Coast.
You can't drink your own alcohol on an airplane, even if you bring those mini bottles of alcohol through TSA. The FAA prohibits you from actually drinking them.
Why?
I've heard that before.
I don't know why.
Why would the FAA give a rat's ass what I drink?
Because you're getting all drunk and becoming belligerent.
But they'll provide that for me happily if I pay for it.
Well, that's right, Sarah.
So
but the FAA, I mean, why do they care about airline profits? Come on, man. That seems misguided.
Some airlines do let you hand the bottle to a flight attendant so they can serve you, but it's not a guarantee. And if you're caught trying to open and pour one yourself, the fine can be more than 10 G's, 10 grand.
Jesus. I guess I'll have to be way more surreptitious when I bring my own booze on there.
You're not doing that.
I know.
Even I do that.
Well, if you don't do it, I definitely don't do it.
Right.
In Idaho, towns may only have one bar per 1,500 citizens, which means liquor licenses are pretty hard to come by, and there's a lucrative resale market for them.
There's a lot of money made on licenses.
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean, it's a process.
Oh, yeah. It's six figures in some places.
Yeah.
To get that liquor license, man.
And a lot of places just have to settle for a beer and wine license,
that
which is
sucks.
Still expensive. But
sucks, though.
Yeah, I hate beer and wine.
In Alaska, it's illegal to be drunk in a bar.
What?
What?
So that's once you're drunk, you get to go outside,
you gotta get out.
order through the window?
Once you're drunk, you got to get in the car and go home. That's what they're saying.
Oh, I see. Well, what are you going to do? Hit a snowbank?
Stop it.
Hit a polar bear?
That's what they're saying, basically.
Right. I thought these were going to be like the blue laws, like, you know, you can't buy any liquor on Sundays in Massachusetts, and you have to go to special stores when you're in Pennsylvania.
Sure.
This is an interesting one. Number 7, it's against the law in Washington to destroy a beer bottle, keg, or cask.
Oh, you can't destroy it.
Can't destroy it.
Huh.
Number 6, tabs are illegal in Iowa. Kind of.
Well, taps?
Tabs.
Tabs.
Like you can leave a credit.
Tabs. Yeah, okay.
You can leave a credit card with the bartender, but you can't go to a bar, order a drink, and say, put it on my tab.
That must be abuse of tabs.
Well, before there was a law, it had to be a problem.
Right, exactly.
Number 5, in Washington, D.C., Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny may not be used to promote the sale or consumption of alcohol.
Oh.
Well, good place to start.
There are some good. Even here we have ABC rules where if you say the location of it, you can't give the drink specials. But you can say, or no, you can't say the name of the alcohol that's being promoted.
Yeah.
If you say the name of the alcohol, you can't say where the thing is.
Yeah, there's some.
There's all these wonky
stuff that
ways.
We have to do. When we have bar nights, we have to be careful what we say.
It's a Bud
That's
night.
Right.
More
That's
details
right.
coming up on Alice. Mm-hmm. And then 30 minutes later, hey, so this this bar night's at so-and-so place.
Number 4, there are a lot of strange liquor laws in Utah, but one of the strangest is that drinks can't be made in view of children.
You can't even make the drink in view of them?
Yeah, and if you're ordering a drink at a restaurant, you must order food, too.
Oh. Utah's even got totally dry towns, right?
I do believe.
Yeah.
Well, you know, down south, there's places that don't sell liquor on Sunday. Mm. Number 3, ladies' nights are illegal in Wisconsin. It stems from a lawsuit where two men complained that women getting free drink tickets violated the public accommodation law.
Well, it's about time.
Ladies'
God,
nights
these men have been held down for so long.
Right.
This is a place that got it right.
Oh, what is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, obviously. And they like a sausage party, so, you know. Why we gotta let women come in?
Ladies' nights are also banned in Pennsylvania and California.
What?
Yeah,
no
baby.
Ladies' nights in California?
No, I was.
Of course.
I think we
equality.
Tried to do something here at the station, and I don't know
Good
how long
California.
This has been going on, but yeah.
Equality, baby.
All right. Oh yes, it's ladies' night. And the feeling's right.
You know what?
Oh, yes, it's
Massachusetts doesn't have happy hours.
What?
The state forbids businesses from running happy hour specials as a public safety measure.
Mm.
And finally, you can drink and drive in Mississippi.
What?
It's the only state that doesn't have an open container law for passengers or drivers.
Oh,
wow.
The driver's blood alcohol content just has to stay below 0.08.
So sipping a beer is all right then.
behind the wheel of your pickup.
Just a good old boy.
Sipping your PBR.
They're not from Mississippi, are they? Where are they from?
No, Hazard County. What was Hazard County?
Is that Georgia?
Maybe.
I think it was Mississippi.
Was it?
Just a good old boy.
Yeah, that's got Confederate flag on the side of the car. Feels very Mississippi.
It does.
Also very Georgia too, though.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted.
A little Alabama in there.
Yeah, almost places.
How about Kentucky?
Definitely Kentucky. All right, a few random facts.
Oh, fast facts.
Fast.
I love those.
George Washington, Andrew Jackson, Abraham Lincoln all had smallpox, and they all beat it.
Yeah.
Around half of Fortune 500 companies started doing a depression or recession, including FedEx, Microsoft, HP, and Disney.
They started during them?
During a depression or recession. About half of the Fortune 500 companies. I think this is a story we've heard. Mattel passed on making Star Wars toys in the late 70s.
I've heard that.
We heard that story,
well,
right?
Well, I didn't know it was Mattel necessarily, but I definitely heard that somebody, some fool, had passed on making the, you know, producing all the things that are now sitting fully wrapped in people's attics.
Worth thousands of dollars.
Right.
You know why they didn't want to do it?
Mm. Why?
Because they didn't want to pay that massive $750,000 licensing fee.
Oh, that massive fee. Oh, goodness.
Maybe that was massive in 1977, 76.
It was huge. That was like $1 million. that's kind of funny. That reminds me of is the reason they use Reese's Pieces in E.T. is because Eminem said
that's
no.
Right. That's right.
They offered it to M&M's. Yeah, we're going to give them M&M's. And they go to Reese's Pieces, which is a great, it's just a great story. Like, why wouldn't you let them? You gotta let them.
Reese's Pieces.
I guess maybe Spielberg didn't have the kind of pull he had.
Pull back then. Yeah.
After that, though.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Which is weird, though, because he had also done Raiders of the Lost Ark by the time he had done E.T.
Is that true?
Yeah, because Raiders was like 81,
I don't know
right?
why M&M would ever say no to that.
It's dumb.
Yeah, there must be some stupid people there.
Well, the news was not completely bad for Mattel. Here's a little twist. All right. I mean, it wasn't all bad. Since they didn't do the Star Wars thing, they had their designers come up with their ideas for their own line of action figures, which turned out to be He-Man.
Oh, He-Man was big, right?
Yeah. And not TV
as big,
show.
Not as whole, big as
it's not Star Wars, but what is,
but,
right?
You know.
There are two governors of California with stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh.
You know them.
Well, let's think. It's got to
say that again.
Oh, Ronald Reagan and the Terminator.
There it is.
Terminator.
No governor from any other state has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Huh, that's weird.
And finally, redheaded people need about 20% more anesthesia than people with other colors of hair.
Oh.
The gene mutation for red hair also affects the body's pain tolerance.
We've heard that before.
That they have more pain
Which
tolerance.
Means they
or
like
less...
it rough, baby.
All right.
Right?
Red in the head, crazy in bed.
That's right.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.